Oh, Phillies will take on the Mets or the Brewers starting Saturday at Citizens Bank Park. We had a couple big losses in sports yesterday we'll discuss as well, including the one that happened after we were off the air. More on Darius Slay. Lot to get to today, and we'll play for you the Nick Sirianni interview this morning with Joe and John. But a big part of that was Joe asking him, are you concerned about your job security? And I believe Nick Sirianni should be. And if I were the Eagles today, if I'm Howie and Jeff, I'm sitting down today and say, what's my best option? Like, how do I solve this thing moving forward? We all thought they built a talented roster, and it's now going the wrong direction. I would move on from Sirianni today, and I would bring Bill Belichick in. If Belichick is interested in coaching the Eagles, I would do it today. I want to salvage this season, and I know you guys were saying it's hard, and I agree with you. It's hard to come in off, you know, doing TV and go coach a team that you haven't been with the entire time. But if anyone could do it, I believe it's Bill Belichick. He gets the bye to get 2 weeks of runway. I would do it now. Belichick yesterday was on with Pat McAfee. He was asked about this Eagles team. I was just in the context of being an analyst, but here's what Bill said about the current state of the Eagles.
Well, first of all, I think the bye week probably is a good time for these guys. Philly, you know, maybe they'll have a chance to get these receivers back and Lane Johnson and get some of their key players back on offense. But you know, it's a challenge. Look, they've lost 10 of the last 13 games. So when you sit there and say, well, they're one of the best teams in the league, I don't know, being 3-10, that's kind of a stretch if you look at what's happened recently. But they do have a lot of good players, and they have a good team. I'm not saying they're not a good team. I'm just saying they haven't done very well lately.
I mean, I found that remark interesting. I mean, he didn't say anything about Nick Sirianni particularly, but you know what he said there? He said they keep losing even though they have talent. I mean, that's what he said, right? He said they have talented players, but they're 3-10 in their last 13 games.
Yeah, that is telling. That is one of those things that's very, very telling when you talk about the talent that we have. And that's why I believe that we're going to get better. We have to get better.
But why don't they get better now?
I do not know. I think that there's a disconnect somewhere that needs to be reconnected. I was talking to you in the meeting this morning, Joe, and I said that good coaches always adapt whatever their philosophy is to the players that they have. Mm-hmm. And when you look at Kellen Moore's resume and you look at what he was able to do when he was in Dallas, they were a pretty good football team. And that's why I believe that somewhere along the line, there's a disconnection because we have good players. I would even argue that we have better players here than he had when he was in Dallas. I would make that argument. So I feel like this is going to get better. The thing that I have a problem with was last week that it didn't feel like, for whatever reason, whether or not it was Jalen or it was him, that they adjusted the talent to fit. They didn't adjust the game plan to fit the talent that they had. That, to me, was somewhat of a problem.
Well, it is a problem. 215-592-9494. To me, this is a no-lose. Like, what's the worst that happens? I'm going to throw that out before we go to the phone calls. What is the worst that happens if they do this? Like, Sirianni's not going to go somewhere and become the next Vince Lombardi. Like, whatever. He's gone.
I think
They're losing anyway.
I think that you can just look at what happened last year when you made, what's his name? What was the guy's name?
Patricia.
Matt Patricia.
Wait a second. You think it'd be worse with Belichick?
I think that Coach Belichick comes in here, number one, he's running somebody else's philosophy.
No, he'd run his own.
That's even worse. Because now you're probably coming in here and you're probably just some of the concepts that we've already established. You don't have a problem with that at all.
Did you see them play defense on Sunday?
You don't have a problem with that at all.
How could they be worse?
I'm talking about offensively. I hear what you're saying.
Well, actually, I don't know, Hugh, how this would go because you got to put a staff together.
Because I would assume that Vic Fangio is going to be here. You don't want to change too much.
No, I think Bill runs the defense. Vic can take him to go home. I'm seriously, it's Bill Belichick. I think he would keep Kellen Moore.
I don't want Kellen.
You do the offense, but we might be punting anyway, guys. You might think this is alarmist. I think there is
a little bit alarmist.
No, I think there's a 10-20% chance this thing topples over anyway. It would surprise you if the Eagles won 6 or 7 games this year. It would not surprise me. The team I watched on Sunday stunk. They are 3-10 their last 13. But what is the fear? What's the worst that happens? They look like they did Sunday? They were non-competitive anyway.
I think a lot of what happened Sunday was little brother syndrome.
You know what
I think
it was?
I told you about that. What is that?
The coach offers nothing. We have a zero advantage at head coach every week. Zero. And I have the best coach of all time just sitting there. I'm not afraid of ruining the season. I think the season could go down the drain anyway.
Okay, playing devil's advocate here. Don't you think there's a reason why the best coach, the almost winningest coach in the history of the NFL, mm-hmm. is out of a job?
Sure. Can I also make
maybe because his philosophy is antiquated?
Teams also make mistakes. 4 years ago, Tom Brady was a free agent, and only the Bucks and the Bears pursued him. Think about how many teams could have used Tom Brady then. And they're like, we'll stick with Gardner Minshew. We'll stick with Justin Fields. Like, these are stupid.
I mean, you can miss the boat. You can definitely miss the boat. But I think that there's a reason why he is where he is right now.
Yeah.
I like Coach Belichick. It took a while for me to get to that point. I think he's a good dude after a while. But Atlanta Falcons were hot and heavy on him.
They'd be better off to have him.
And the Falcons are, what are they, 3-1?
2-2.
2-2?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Sure, but
it's not bad. That's the same position we're in.
Right, but I don't want this. This is mediocrity.
You don't want this.
No, I don't. Like, you used the word earlier, salvage.
Salvage.
Salvage is boring, and salvage is a waste of our time. Like, salvage is 9-8. Like, do you think Howie Roseman and Jeff Lurie want 9-8?
I think when you look at the NFL as a whole, especially in the NFC, there's a lot of teams right now that are 2-2 and feel like they're in a good spot.
Yeah.
A really, really good spot.
We're not one of them. We're going the wrong way.
I hear what you're saying, but we're still in a good spot. Mm. And this is not the end of everything just yet.
No,
it's not.
No, it's not.
And I don't think it will be.
I don't see the upside to keeping Sirianni. Like, I think we're holding on to a thread. Like, maybe it'll work out. Most likely it won't. Most likely he's gone after the season anyway. And what's the ceiling on this team if they keep him? Like, I have taken the ceiling down to 9 or 10 wins if they keep him. If they bring in Belichick, maybe it's awkward more. Maybe it doesn't work this year. Maybe this year is kind of a waste, like Kyle said. But at least I have him, and he could determine over the next 3 months, is Jalen the right quarterback? Is Jalen Carter actually a star? Like, can these guys play? Or do I need to tell Howie, we got to revamp this whole thing?
The Hurts part of that is kind of what I'm worried about. Like, instead of thinking about salvaging a 9-8 season, what's going to happen if you bring in Bill Belichick with Kellen Moore? Is Kellen Moore still going to be the coordinator? I mean, what's going to happen there? Are we going to give Jalen Hurts another coordinator in the middle of the season? We're not going to have any answer to whether Jalen Hurts is the guy if we do that. So, there's no way to figure that out.
Now, this is all like stream of consciousness. I would think if Belichick came in today, he would just keep Kellen Moore. He's not an offensive guy. You're not going to put a new system in 2 weeks. I think he'd keep him. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. And then while you hear what was said on ESPN yesterday about Hurts, Sirianni, what they're feeling, and what an ex-coach is feeling, listening to those guys speak, specifically Hurts on Sirianni. Brian in Montgomeryville is up. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how's it going? It's Brad.
Brad, what's up, Brad?
Not much. So, in all honesty, man, I got a two-part answer for the Belichick thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to come here, first of all. But the reason why I don't think he's going to come here is Howie has all the power. He's not going to be able to humble himself to do that, right? But if he is able to humble himself and keep, you know, let Howie have the power, then I would want him. You know what I mean? That means he learned from his mistakes. He learned that the culture that he built in New England, which fell apart, is no good. You know what I mean?
Well, Brian, that's the part that I think people get hung up on and why some people can't ever believe he would come here. Brian, I don't know. I mean, here's what I know. I still think he can coach. It's a matter of he became a terrible general manager in New England. He couldn't draft. That's why that team stinks now, because the last 5 years, 6 years, he stopped. You know, he didn't draft any good players basically on the offensive side. So, yeah, that'd have to be a big part of it, how he picks the players and Bill coaches him up.
And is he able to put an ego to the side and let Howie do that? I don't think so.
Brian, I don't know, but here's what I wonder, Hugh. I don't know the answer to that. And good phone call, Brian. Hugh, I do wonder if Belichick did get humbled by the fact that no one hired him this offseason.
A little bit.
The Commanders didn't give him an interview. The Falcons chose Raheem Morris, who's a good coach, but like he doesn't have any
Bill
accomplishment.
Belichick.
Right.
I think his way of thinking is somewhat antiquated, and that's just the way the league is now. You look at, and a lot of the guys that I play with, we look at it, and we always say, this game is different. It's different in a lot of different ways. Now, not picking on anybody, but certain things that guys do now, we would have never thought about doing. Now, I understand that part of that is because of the world that we live in now and social media and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't fraternizing with the enemy. Not like that. Not during the season. Ain't nobody fraternizing with the enemy. Ain't nobody going on podcast and talking bad about one of my brothers, you know, trying to whatever. We're not doing that.
Sure.
We wouldn't do that because that's a bad look. That doesn't play well in the locker room. So it's a different era. And I think that one of the reasons why Bill Belichick was pushed out, I was reading stories before the demise of the Patriots where Bill Belichick hired his kids to help him kind of keep I guess the lines of communication open.
Steve Belichick,
in the locker room.
Yeah,
he hired his kids to try to help him understand, you know, the way the young kids think nowadays. I think the game just passed him by. Mac Jones was a quarterback who looked like he showed a lot of promise early on.
Yep.
And then he fell apart, and then you hear Mac Jones making all these demands and all this other good stuff. They're different. Everything is different now, and I think that that was one of the reasons why Coach Belichick is doing TV now, because he does not relate to the players of today.
So maybe. I mean, he might have. I mean, I wasn't there in New England. We just saw the demise the last couple of years. I also just think he made mistakes drafting players. Like, they just didn't have enough players on offense, and the team stuck. I'll throw this out there, and then back to your phone calls here, and we'll let you hear what Rex Ryan said yesterday. If Bill Belichick was the coach for the last 4 weeks, I believe the Eagles are 3-1. Like, I just believe they're 3-1. They don't lose a Falcon game. They don't lose that game.
Well,
I don't know about
Saquon,
that.
Yeah, Saquon's going to catch the ball because Belichick's the coach.
No, the fourth down decisions.
Okay, I get you on that one.
The situationally, they have all
these
penalties.
We're going to fight about this again.
But I feel,
just situationally. This
catch
team,
the ball, Saquon.
This team is unprepared to start every week. They can't score in the first quarter. Like,
I will say.
Well, I think this is one of the worst coaching jobs. Like, everyone before the season told me this talent is excellent.
I will say.
They don't look like it.
I will say this. Now, the one thing that I do know for a fact, that as far as situational football is concerned.
Of course they'd be better with him.
You would definitely be better.
Of course.
I still remember vividly being in meetings that were led by Eric Mangini, how we knew everything the other team was going to do. And we knew in certain situations, certain formations, certain sides of the hash marks, where they line up on, what's the high probability of plays that they like to run out of those formations.
I have a player yesterday, or Sunday, Isaiah Rogers, telling me he doesn't know the rules. I mean, I have literally a player telling me I was not coached on the rules. That would never happen with a Belichick team.
Okay, so if I get what you're saying, if they had him to start the season and they did it this offseason, that's all revisionist history at this point.
All right.
Let's think about what message it sends to the team if you fire Nick Sirianni right now. It says you're throwing in the towel on this year. And whether or not you have Bill Belichick, guys must check out. It's just the way it is.
I think it is a fair wonder, and I think it certainly would probably feel that way to some people. I think it doesn't have to be that bad. Then they could rally and still win games, even though it's a unique situation putting a coach in there. But I get that part. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
Good day, man.
Hey, Chris. What are we feeling?
Here's what I'm feeling. I'm gonna ignore my usual entrances and not pick on Hugh, even though he took an L last night to my fantasy team.
Man, by 3 points. By 3 or 4 points. Good googly.
Defense matters, Hugh. Defense matters.
That was a good game, though.
So guys, here's what I got to say. Jeff Lurie, I want him to pick up the phone, call Howie, and say, Howie, I need you to come in my office. When Howie walks in, say to Howie, bring me the bill. All right? He's got to pay for it, and it needs to be done. Bring Bill in now. So a lot of problems with what I'm hearing, and I want to take a few opportunities here to point out some facts here. We're talking about Bill Belichick. If we said, hey, if you guys started this conversation, if Andy Reid was out there, would you want Reid back? I bet you get 99% of the callers saying, yes, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back.
I agree.
I don't know about that.
Probably about
60%.
And I'd yell about that, too. Bring it back.
Okay. Well, he's won how many Super Bowls, right?
Yes.
He's won, right? Bill Belichick, we're talking about a guy that won 8 Super Bowls. 8. Not like, and look at the number of teams he went to the playoffs. And then I'm hearing a common theme here, too, which also I'll contradict with Andy Reid, is I'm hearing, oh, well, you know, he got old school. He's no longer with it. His message got stale. Well, didn't that same thing happen here with Andy Reid? But all of a sudden, like when he left here and went up to Kansas City, what did he do? He learned and adapted. The other thing about, hey, the fact that he's out there and he can't get a job, great point by Joe. But I'll also say this, he's an 8-time winning Super Bowl champion. He doesn't have to say, he doesn't care if he coaches. And he doesn't have to sit back like a regular coach and take whatever's offered to him, which for most part is going to be the bad teams. He gets to pick where he lands. And if he doesn't get the opportunity, he doesn't get the opportunity. But he's in a completely different seat than most coaches are. So he is letting everybody know, I want to drive the bus of the Eagles. And to all the people that still believe in Jalen, who better that potentially could help resurrect his career than the guy that helped build and make Tom Brady into what Tom Brady became.
Well, and Chris, it's a great point. And on top of it, Chris, and we appreciate the call, you have a guy that is very close to Nick Saban, the coach that worked and got Jalen off the ground when he was a 17-year-old starting at Alabama. Part of my reasoning on this is I think the Hurt Sirianni thing is not fixed. It's not where it needs to be.
Doesn't feel like it.
It doesn't. The other day he said we have our moments in a very odd answer. And then yesterday, listen to this, and I think the sentiment could be spot on. Yesterday, ESPN, Rex Ryan talking about what he hears, what he feels when he listens to Sirianni and Hurts, specifically Hurts, talk about Sirianni.
He can't hide it anymore. And
what is the it?
Man, there's something personal there, too, is what it looks like to me. And, you know, obviously the play, I don't think the quarterback, I think this young man's not playing with anywhere close to the confidence we saw him playing with. You're going to tell me about Shane Steichen, and you're so right. Ever since he left the building, I don't see the same confidence. He is not delivering the ball on time. So he holds the ball longer than any quarterback in the league. And to me, he's almost letting pressure get to him.
Almost letting pressure get to him. Hugh, that was an interesting take on how Hurts is playing. Because it does feel like with Sirianni and Hurts together, it's not going the right direction.
Yeah. And it feels like a lot of times that they're not the same page with some of the stuff that they want to do. You know, I can't put it all on Coach Sirianni or Coach Moore. I think Jalen's somewhat culpable in this.
Of course he is.
Because there are some times where the play is there, and like we talked about the other day, there was a wheel route in the game against Tampa early in the game where he just overthrew Saquon. There was a play where I think it was Dallas Goedert was catching one across the middle, and he dropped it. So there's things that are happening, but as far as having confidence in what's being called, I don't think that's the case right now. I really don't.
I don't think there is either. Look, the quarterback deserves a lot of blame, but to me, Brian Belichick helps you solve the quarterback problem. He can look at Jalen for a full year and say, can I win with this guy or can I not win with this guy? I have zero thought there's an upside with Nick Sirianni. Like, I'm out. There's no upside. What is... I'll throw this to everyone out there. What does he do well as a head coach of the football team?
I would say this, and this is what I've been told by the players. They like Coach, and he's a motivator.
Then play hard. Play harder. I'm tired.
Joe, I can't.
I respect every player on the Eagles, but you got to show it to me,
yes,
not tell it to me.
I totally agree, and I'm with you in that sentiment. But when I ask players that, that's what I'm told.
I think he's a likable dude. I mean, I could see why they like him.
But they don't like him enough to go out there and bust the ass.
Well, yeah, not enough. I mean, that's an issue for me. Russ is in Freehold. What's up, Russ?
Yeah. Being liked shouldn't be like a quality or a thing that we quantify as like a leader. I would rather them not like you. That seemed to work for Belichick, to your point, the guy you're pulling for. So, I don't know. I just listen to Nick's press conferences and he's so long-winded with every single question. Like, it's okay to get out, you know, of the question and just, you know, 2-3 word answer it. He just digs these holes for himself. And for me, after watching last night, it's Ben Johnson or Flores. And I prefer Flores because I think it's time the Eagles had a real change at the top. But you can't ask anyone to take over midstream. Even Belichick can get anything out of this team. Like, that defense needs to play better. They need to focus around the run and occasionally pass it. And they'll be fine. Exactly the game plan for Jared Goff, but yeah.
Yeah, well, but Russ, I like Ben Johnson a lot. I actually think he checks all the boxes if we get to the offseason and they need a coach, offensive guy, and he resurrected Goff. Like, I think he's going to be top of their list. And Russ, you might be right. I mean, Belichick may say no. Like, if the Eagles did what I wanted them to do today, Belichick might say, nah, no thank you. I'm going to wait till the offseason. I mean, it is a challenging thing to take over right now.
I don't see Howie and Belichick meshing, although Belichick maybe doesn't want all that responsibility right now. I just don't see – I think there's a reason why Nick Sirianni got the job, and that's because I think Howie still wanted to have his foot on the guy's throat, whoever was there. He hated – he's never going to let Chip Kelly walk back into the building or anyone – he sees as a threat to his authority.
You're probably right. And look, let me make it clear. I don't think this is going to happen today. Like, I think there's like a 1% chance this actually happens. But I just think it should happen. I'll ask you this question. Do you think Belichick would take it today if they called him up today and said, "Bill, we're in a bad spot"? Would you take it if it opened up tomorrow, right? Like, they didn't say, like, hey, we're going to fire Nick, but, like, if the job was open tomorrow, would you do you think Bill would take it, or do you say, I'd rather wait till the offseason?
That's a good question, Joe. I think in the position that he's in now, he's sitting back and he can get to talk about everybody. I don't think he would take the job. I think being with his somewhat younger girlfriend and going to work.
I wonder if she likes Philadelphia.
No, seriously.
Maybe she loves it here.
I'm just throwing out those intangibles. He's probably spending more time at home and doing some things that he likes to do.
He also has grandkids. He's probably getting into that kind of stuff. Yeah,
and I would say that right now, I think at the end of the season, when he got fired, he was gung-ho about being back in it because he didn't know anything else. I think he's living a different part of his life now, and I would say that I think that would be a conversation for him to have.
So I think our last caller is probably right. You're probably right. Though if I'm Howie or I'm Jeff and I just sent him a text or a call and said, would you be interested? And he said no. Boy, that'd be humbling. Like, because that would tell
that'd
me.
Be humbling.
Yeah, it would tell me the roster I have here. It's like, he's like, yeah.
But I don't think you should look at it like that. I think you should look at it.
He thought he could win with this thing. He'd run here. He needs 15 wins to break the record.
He definitely thinks he could win here. But Joe, how old is Coach Belichick? 70-something.
73, 74.
And he has a 20-something-year-old girlfriend? Like, and I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being dead-ass serious. He's probably hanging out with her with time that he's never had before. And he's enjoying her company along with his girl, with his grandkids. That's something different. That's a part of his life that he hasn't lived in probably 30 or 40 years.
I know. And look, good for him. But if he wants to coach again and the job is offered, I just if I'm the Eagles, I have to consider this. Two and two is the record. They don't look like a 2-2 team. David in Westchester. What's up, David?
Hey, Joe. I'm going to need you to settle down, and I need the voice of reason of Hugh Douglas to just take the helm for a couple minutes. You okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Only a few. Okay. All that right. Lead
hey,
now.
Dude, you're,
do all that.
You're doing a great job of keeping Joe calm, but you know what? You're 100% wrong. All right? The guy's got to go. He's got to leave. Joe, I was just kidding. You're spot on here. All right? We need Belichick, or we need a coach with discipline. This is the most undisciplined team I've seen in years. They can't tackle. They can't do anything right. You know, the quarterback, he's all messed up. The whole team's messed up. The defense is just atrocious. And if you bring someone in who's a strong leader who will just take the helm and just right this ship that is lifting, I think we'd be good to go. And you're right, Joe, where this is the time to do it.
Hugh, voice of reason, he laid it all out for you there.
No, that is being premature in my opinion. We're 2-2. If we were 1-3, I think this would be more of a valid conversation.
See, this is the problem, David. Hugh wants to just put his head in the sand about last year. They're 3-10.
Yeah,
they're 13 games.
I'm not talking about last year.
We're lucky to be 2-2. I mean,
the performance of this team from November on last year is a fireball offense.
I will grant you.
It is fireball.
I will give you the fact that there are a lot of issues with this team, even with the new guys that we have, are similar to the ones that we had last year.
No, why? I wonder why that is.
But we are 2-2. We are 2-2, and we're still alive in this thing.
We have one common denominator on this team, and it's Nick Sirianni. That is common denominator.
Not the only one.
David, I am not arguing that point.
So here's what we have. David's a good phone call, and Kyle chimed in, not the only one. We have two common denominators. It's the head coach and the quarterback. But you know what I can't do today? I can't change the quarterback today with any confidence I'm improving. Like, I have Pickett here, but I'm not ready to pull that lever. They can't go get another quarterback. That's an offseason thing if they want to go to the draft next year. The coach is an easy switch to flip.
No.
Sure it is.
You decided
flip
to go whatever for whatever reason. You decided to go this route with Coach Sirianni because of his past and some of the good things he's done in the past. Unfortunately, it feels like we're still dealing with some of the stuff that we dealt with last year.
I know, so fix it. Fix it.
Well, you know what fixes it? A week off.
No, it doesn't.
A week off.
Do you really believe that?
Yes.
A week? Oh, you're crazy.
Yes, I am.
A week off is going to fix all their issues?
You act like I'm offended by being called
crazy. You're good
crazy.
And crazy. A week off is going to fix this. Just like training camp fixed it.
I think so.
Just like a ride in the cart fixed it.
You would be surprised how football players compartmentalize everything. And I think this is just one of those things that you have to have a breather. You just got to take a breather, man. Everybody has to go back and evaluate the film. And just take a big old breather.
No, I agree. They're going to beat the Browns next week. Like, it's not about winning a game.
Well, if they don't beat the Browns.
Yeah, don't beat the Browns. It's Meltdown City. But but Nick Sirianni's not going to wake up after the bye and be a better coach. He's the same guy. They don't get anything from him.
I think you come back after the bye. Everybody's healthier. And I think that helps solve most of the problems. Jalen, okay, let's just say this. And it's starting to feel like this is the case. So I'm just going to throw it out there.
Go ahead.
So let's
get
you ready to get comfortable with this?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Are you ready?
I don't know what he was going to say here.
Jalen is an average quarterback. Okay, let's start there. Let's have that conversation. Jalen, since he went to the Super Bowl, since then, he's done nothing right now up until this point to separate himself from all the other quarterbacks.
I agree with
he's
you.
He's average. But with that being said, we can win with Jalen. We can win with Jalen. We need to do a better job of putting Jalen in position in the athletes that we have around him. We need to put them in a better position to be successful.
I agree with you. So we're on the same page with Jalen. I mean, just this year, he's 22nd in yards per attempt. He's 16th in completion percentage. He's taken the 6th most sacks. Like, he's middle of the pack, right?
He's an average quarterback right now.
So I'm
not saying that can't change, people, because I know some people in the car, what are you talking about? Listen to what I'm saying. Right now, he's an average quarterback.
I agree. So how do you win with an average quarterback? You got to have a lot of good – there's different ways, but one could be a lot of good players around him, right? Lift him up.
Yes.
We have some. I don't know if we have enough. We have some. Saquon, A.J., Devontae, Lane.
We got enough.
Okay. All right, maybe. But also good scheming and good coaching.
Exactly.
And I don't think we have that. At least not on the head coaching side. I'm very skeptical of what the hell Vic Fangio's doing out there. Yet yesterday we wonder, is he half retired? It feels like he's half retired.
1 foot in and 1 foot out.
And then Kellen Moore's been all right. I mean, like, but I'm not. You guys blown away with Kellen Moore?
He better not have on no Phillies gear today if he does a press conference.
Oh, you know he will. I mean, you know he will.
He'll be mad at Coach Fangio. What you doing? Even though it's the bye week. You better have had that Eagles gear on and get ready for the next one.
I think you hit on something, Hugh, that it's important to throw into this conversation here. Because with the way it looks right now, they're 2-2 and they have 4 winnable games. But it doesn't feel like we should expect to go 4-0 through this stretch, right? But do you think it's possible we feel that way? Because, and here's where I'm going to throw the injury excuse in. Did you see the wide receivers that they had in that game against
bad.
Tampa?
Mediocre.
It was really bad. They haven't had A.J. Brown since week one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is a world we live in where it's possible this offense gets a lot better when they're fully healthy. The bye week is an opportunity for them to get fully healthy. Everything is still in front of them. Like, they can still win games with this offense, and there is a chance we come out of the stretch impressed by what we see.
There is a chance. And again, you said it. The schedule is probably the biggest thing in Sirianni's favor right now. The schedule, they have a bye, and then it's the Browns, it's the Giants, the Bengals will be a challenging game, but the Jaguars look like garbage. So I mean, 3 out of 4 should be our expectation the next few weeks here. 215-592-9494. Ray Dittinger yesterday on the morning show. Here's what he said about Sirianni and what he feels right now.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I wouldn't advocate that. I wouldn't call for that right now. But what you're seeing is really concerning. I mean,
Ray? Why not now? I know it just feels crazy, but there is an opportunity here. You know, we don't have another official bye. There's a window.
Yeah, a window to jump out of is basically what it amounts to. I don't see it, John. I just don't. I mean, first of all, where are you going to go? Is it going to be Vic Fangio? I doubt it. I'm guessing if you did it, you'd probably do it with Kellen Moore, because you know that's the way this team just rolls. I mean, they go young offensive coaches. That's their MO. So if they were to make a change, Kellen Moore has never been a head coach before. So no,
Vic Fangio feels
I don't see that happening.
That was an interesting back and forth. That was yesterday, Ray, with the morning show.
John's like, but why?
But John and I share a very similar sentiment on this. If not now, when? It's almost like, you know what this feels like to me? It feels like we're skating on thin ice. And you're like, you know what, Joe, we can get across the other side. And I say, why don't we stop here and go in a different spot because this feels thin. And you're like, let's keep skating. And maybe Hugh will get across. Maybe you and I are going to get across the ice together and we're going to be in the playoffs. But in 5 weeks, if that ice cracks,
you're going to be like, I told you so.
Well, not that. But we can't fix it. We're in the cold water. Like, you can't, there's no other bye. You're not really going to change the coach in week 11, right? Like, it feels like if they don't do it now, we're just going with Sirianni the rest of the season.
I feel like this is more like a cruise ship. And we set a course. And we did all the planning and put everything in place for the course that we've plotted. And then all of a sudden, we decide to change the course that we've already plotted. Now, we've already got the food and the rations for the course that we've already plotted, but now you want to change it, and that might add some more time to or take away from the rations that we already kind of like set the course for.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair analogy.
Also, that's a pretty good one, too.
That was pretty good. Can I spin it one more time?
Yes.
One more time?
We might as well.
I'm going to bring the ice back. Here, this might be the Titanic. I mean, there might be an iceberg in the way. So, yes, going off the course is dangerous, but going straight ahead might be more dangerous.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot to fear. That's unfortunate. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's going on, guys?
How we doing?
So, Hugh, I will never get on a cruise ship. A cruise ship is a floating Petri dish. And what you're
saying
Stop
it. Don't do that. I had some of my best sleep on a cruise ship, Jeff. Don't do me like that.
Well, if this is a cruise ship, we're all stuck out at sea with a virus going around. And we can't get out of it. That's the way I feel about keeping Nick Sirianni.
That's strong.
It is strong, yeah. When was the last time you went on a cruise, Hugh?
It's been a couple years.
Yeah.
It's been a couple years.
I only went once. I was young. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was drunk and full the whole time.
This argument only happens if, given the fact that Belichick really wants to come back and coach. So if he doesn't, then it doesn't matter. But if he's available, you've got a guy that won, what, 7, 8 Super Bowls?
I mean, the guy won Super Bowls in, you know, the 80s, the 2000s, the 2010. I mean, the guy, all he did is win Super Bowls for 3 decades.
Versus a guy that got to the playoffs with the first 2 seasons were, you know, probably the weakest schedule in the league. And also who started out his opening press conference with the first thing about being smart is knowing what to do. That will never leave my mind. Like, I can't believe someone actually said that out loud in an NFL press conference.
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
So, I mean, if you're weighing it, one side is weighted down by Bill Belichick, and the other side just got flicked off into the ocean.
Yeah, everything, and Jeff, it's a good phone call. Everything's risk-reward, and I'll take the risk of it being challenging for him to come in here in the middle of a season and figure it out, versus the reward is you have Bill Belichick, and you have him for next year, and the Cowboys and the Giants don't have him. That's the reward I get. The risk is, maybe this season is choppier than it had to be. 215-592-9494. We'll get more calls up in the next segment. Would you fire Sirianni today for Belichick? I would. And we're dancing around the Sirianni hot seat thing. It's real. It's real. He's been asked about it this morning, and it's a fair question. Nick, is on every TV show you put on, is Sirianni in the hot seat? Well, Belichick's out there. I would make the call today and try to make the switch. Hugh doesn't want to do it, nor does Kyle. Where do you come down? We'll get Sirianni's full conversation with the morning show today about 11:30. And when we come back, more reaction from a national perspective on Hertz's comment about Nick Sirianni after the game. You're going to want to hear this. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. NFL Week 5 is here. And you can start with a chance for a big win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. You know, America's number one sportsbook. New to FanDuel, you get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Let's go with a same game parlay for Thursday night football. Give me the home team. I'm going to take Atlanta to win this game and cover. I'll go over passing yards for Kirk Cousins and anytime touchdown for Bijan Robinson. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more of the season. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94 WIP. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.